She finished the song, turned a smile on me, and bowed. It appeared that I was supposed to, well, clap or something. Applaud. Cheer. Okay, fine. I was a guest in her cave, and she'd sung a song for me, so I could clap and cheer. However, tell the truth. Did that song seem strange to you? It seemed very strange to me. And that was sure too bad because I was fixing to take a test on it. Yipes. I clapped and she bowed and smiled, then held up her wings.
Thank you so much. Did you really love my song?
Oh boy. Yes. You bet. Great song.
The melody still isn't just right, but I love the words.
Absolutely. Great words. Very meaningful.
Thank you, thank you. I would have been so upset if you hadn't liked it.
Oh, no, it was... Listen, madam, about that little test... Once again, she flopped down and propped her head on her wing.
It isn't a little test. It's an enormous test. Probably the most important test of your entire life.
I swallowed. Oh, gee. Well... What happens if I, well, flunk?
Oh dear. If you flunked the test, you'd have to go to special tutoring.
Special tutoring?
Yes, for 5 or 6 years, I should think.
5 or 6?
These things take time. But you'd have our very best tutor.
She smiled.
Timothy.
Timothy? I rose to my feet and began looking around for an exit. There was only one way out, and Big Tim had slithered right into the middle of it. Listen, madam, I just remembered something. I need to be going. No kidding, and... She patted the air with her wing.
Sit down, oh rabbity Hank, and prepare for your test.
I slumped back down. My mouth was suddenly dry. Madam... I'll be honest. That song of yours, it didn't make a lick of sense to me. It was all gibberish.
Well, of course, you silly rabbit. All my songs are written in gibberish. It's my native tongue. The whole purpose of the test is to see if you can translate the gibberish into another language, such as flibberish.
I never heard of it.
Then this will be hard for you.
I rose to my feet. Madam, I really need to be going. Timothy! Big Tim reared his head and began to rattle his tail. I sat down. Okay, what the heck? Let's take the test. What's the first question?
The question was contained in the song.
You mean, how much wood could a woodpecker, all that stuff? She nodded. Oh, brother, can you give me a hint? She blinked her eyes and looked up at the ceiling.
Those roots get longer every year.
Is that a hint?
No, I'm talking to myself. A hint. Very well, here's a hint. Use higher mathematics. Think of a word between 1 and 10. Choose a number that rhymes with chrysanthemum. And always remember, never shake the hand that bites you. Does that help?
No. It's more gibberish.
Then trust your intuition, my dear boy. Intuition will save you when all else fails.